All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. As always, hey, we always have a special episode for you every single week, but this one's extra special, and I'll get into that reason in just a minute. Hey, first, I want to say congratulations to the 11 individuals, 11 directors, VPs, and executives we helped. We celebrated our weekly wins call yesterday here at Exec Upgrades for our career acceleration program, and we got 11 offers in, and there's actually one individual who is in a triple offer situation, so that's always exciting. As always, if you need help in your career securing a new role quickly, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. My new book, it's finally coming out. I just recorded chapter 4 on Audible. So next Friday, we should have it available on both Audible and Amazon. The book is called Start, Then Optimize. If you've ever been an overthinker, if you've ever had problems starting something or staying consistent, then this book is for you. I put so many amazing stories from the military and different professional things I've had to do in my life and how I, you know, while I'm still learning, you know, how I have picked up a lot of great tactics and strategies over the years. And I want to share those with you. I believe it's like 10 bucks or something. So I'll drop the link hopefully next week when I have them available. So, hey, what I wanted to talk about today. Changes, ladies and gentlemen. Changes in life. Changes are inevitable. And the first thing I want to say is, unfortunately, it's a sad day. This is the last day we will be in the office here in beautiful Punta Gorda, Florida, where half a block away is a war memorial. If you've been following this podcast for a little bit, you know I served 22 years in the U.S. Army. So I love doing morning walks over there sometimes and just reflecting at the World War II Memorial. And then half a block past that is the ocean. How spoiled have I been across the years, right, that I could literally walk a block away? We have so many great places to eat. Literally the ocean's there, right? And we're in Florida. So even during the winter time, even though we really don't have a winter, right, it's always been a great time just to walk out there and, you know, just think a little bit. So, the changes are coming. We are, this is, these are, Friday is our last official day in the office. Last official day, I know. So, if you don't know, we're moving to Nashville, Tennessee and ECU HQ right outside of Nashville. So, we have, me and Christine are moving up there. We bought a house. The house is going to be done in July or August or somewhere around that timeline. And we are moving up there. So we were in a long lease. We've talked about acquiring a building here for a while in Southwest Florida. Good thing we didn't acquire a building. We'd have to worry about selling that, right? But it's time for, you know, the next phase of the Madden family and the next phase of Executive Career Upgrades. And I'm super excited about it. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Closing one chapter and opening another and just talking about embracing change. So I want to talk about how the podcast and Executive Career Upgrades came to life in this very studio. It's wild. I remember when we moved in, right? Man, it's so funny. We have this very expensive like 4K HD camera and it's crazy to look back. I remember when we first started this podcast, we had one from Walmart that was like 25 bucks, right? That we were shooting. We didn't have good audio. Everyone let me know about it, so I appreciate that. The walls weren't soundproof, right? We didn't have this nice desk. You know, so what I'm just saying is, man, over the years, we've hung up all the Inc. 5000 awards. The Veteran 100 is one of the fastest growing veteran-owned companies. We've had countless team members fly in here. We've done conferences upstairs. We have so many memories here. We celebrated the 100th episode of this podcast in this room right here. So, man, this room is just filled with so many memories. And actually, my brother Ryan came to visit me recently. And, you know, we had stopped by the office. I wanted to show it. He lives up in Minnesota. And he came in and he was asking about everything. So we were walking through it. And it was crazy. It just made me reminisce and think, you know, how many memories we actually have here. So it's bittersweet to leave. And, you know, some defining moments we had here. Over the past 2 years, we have celebrated both Inc. 5000 releases in the conference room, right? So upstairs where we have a TV, We would join the Inc. 5000, you know, it would count down. And then, you know, we had a couple of the team members here and, you know, it would scream what number we got and we'd all get excited. Christina and I launched our first books here, wrote our first books in this office as well. So, man, there's just so many memories here. And emotions, man. It's hard not to be emotional, right? It's hard not to be emotional. Fortunately, I grew up in the military, right? My dad was career military. So, man, every 2 years we move. And then I joined the military. And what happened? I moved. So fortunately for me, unlike I think most people, right, my whole life has been change and evolving change, right? So it's just kind of been expected. Why do I think, though, it's difficult for most people? Change is tough. You know, one of my good mentors, Ryan, he talks about the force of average all the time. You have to know in your career, in your relationship with money, it's so hard to change anything. And it's so hard to change because we don't want to change. Humans like to be comfortable, right? They like to be comfortable and they don't want things to change. That's why it's so difficult. Unless you start thinking about, you know, how successful people think. Successful people know that change is inevitable and you need to be radically changing consistently to keep reaching these higher levels. Otherwise, you will lead an average life. And I think some of the mindset shifts that's really helped me evolve this business, right, is one is just I've been blessed by surrounding myself with really successful people, you know. Of course, on social media, you see people, everyone's winning, everyone's in shape, etc. But they all have problems. They have relationship problems, money problems, you know, etc. You know, so I'll attest that the military really helped me with shaping that resiliency because I was put through so many times where I had to make new friends on a new post and just drastically pick up my life and move it somewhere else. And then once I got to the civilian world and mainly, or the corporate environment, you know, I struggled there too. What's been consistent is good mentorship. I have sought good mentors. And do you know what I learned, like getting out of the military and being in business for a while now? Do you know most people don't have mentors? It's so crazy. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're struggling with fitness, why wouldn't you hire a coach? If you're trying to get better at software development, better at leadership, etc., why would you not have people help you? What I really learned is that is the majority of people, you know, don't hire mentors or don't have a mentor, therefore making it nearly impossible to change or get better at anything. So just some food for thought there, okay? You know, I wrote a question down too that I wanted to talk to you about is like, how can listeners embrace uncertainty? How can you embrace it? Okay. Do you know where uncertainty comes from most of the time? Well, I'm going to tell you, of course, by just not having a plan and know where you're going. Do you know why I'm not like freaking out about moving to Nashville? Christina, the project manager she is, right, has planned everything with the house, everything with this. I planned everything with business. We planned everything. So what's there to be scared about? Be scared if you don't strategically plan your life, if you don't have goals. That's where the uncertainty should come in. And these are the majority of people our team talks to every single day. Uncertainty about their careers, not sure what they should do, not knowing their worth, not knowing where they're going. Hey, I'd have a lot of uncertainty too. If you're feeling uncertain right now, it's probably because you don't even know where you're going, you don't know why, and you don't know the purpose. So why Nashville, right? A couple people have emailed me this. Nashville, hey, we looked at some of the biggest cities for business. We looked at Miami, but me and Christina, we don't feel, you know, like going to Miami. We thought about California, we thought about Texas, right? These big business hubs. But, you know, we looked at many factors of California and Texas, and we were like, you know, we're just not sure. Then we found Tennessee. If you don't know, Nashville is one of the biggest hubs. We love the state. We love what the state stands for. So we decided to choose that location. So I'm super excited about that. And that's what's next. Hey, my goal here at ECU, obviously, if you've been following the podcast or social media, we're getting into government contracts. We're putting in our first couple bids for leadership and development training across the U.S. Army, across a couple state organizations, Department of the DIA, lots of different groups, right, need leadership training. So we're putting very large-scale proposals. So we're going to continue with that, continue with the career programs up in Nashville, and then venture into corporate America. And our goal is to set up HQ in Nashville and acquire a big building and fill it up and have, you know, an all things career for many people to help them in their life. I had another question I wanted to share with you. It was, what advice would I give to someone who's afraid to take the next step in their own journey? And I just want to let you know, whether you're going after another career, whether you're doing something else in life, right? I don't know what you're trying to do, or maybe why you're scared of taking that next big step. It's never that scary. And in hindsight, you're always glad you went through it. You know, some of the most simplest concepts in life are the most difficult, right? We all have big goals, but some days it's hard to be motivated or disciplined to actually get it done, right? But don't ever be afraid to set your sights a little higher. You know, fortunately, I learned goal setting from Grant Cardone, who said, have goals so high. There's so many, you know, different theories about don't set goals too high, you know, because if you don't achieve them, you'll think you'll let yourself down. But then Grant Cardone says, set super high goals. And then wouldn't you rather come up short on like a 10x target than hit a 1x target? And then my last question for today. If I could go back and give myself one piece of advice when I first walked into this studio, do you know what's crazy? I look back at now we're 7 years of business, right? Been in business since 2017. And I think, have you ever thought about that before? Like, imagine going back 10 years and saying, hey, you're going to own one of the fastest growing companies, one of the fastest growing veterans, you're going to be helping thousands of people, you're going to be doing all this. Man, there's no way I would believe you, right? The one piece of advice that I would tell myself and I would tell you is be clear on where you're trying to go and make sure you get help from people. And know that some of those people are going to let you down because they're human, right? But you're always going to learn something from them. And likely you're going to, just by trial and error, right, run across some good mentors, whether you're doing due diligence or not. And that's going to radically change your life. So if I would have said, you know, we didn't hire anyone for mentorship or consulting or anything at ECU until year three, I look back and I was like, man, if we would have got help at the beginning, we'd have got help on this, and this. Oh my God, like how much farther would we be? So that would be my piece of advice. I get it. Change is scary. It can be scary. You can be afraid to take those steps, but man, embrace it. Know that it's a part of life, right? Use it to your advantage, but just be sure, hey, each week I come to you to try to have you just think a little different and hopefully demand success. So what is it for you? What is something you're putting off right now? What needs to change? Are you clear on where you're going? Are you clear on why you're going there? And if you haven't been there before, have you identified someone to help you? All right, everyone. On next week, I will be coming from the home office for just a couple episodes until we move into Nashville. Thank you all for the support. Definitely pick up a copy of Start Then Optimize. That's going to be available, I think, on March 14th on Amazon and on Audible. Until then, have a great week, everyone.